Mpumalanga's best music on Rise FM with Makush Ingo. Man, you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. As promised, I did say I'm going to be speaking to Mrs. Curve Globe 2023 and Mrs. Curve Globe Lifetime Achiever 2024, who happens to be from right here, Ekhaya, in the province of the Rising Sun. Good evening, Sis Lucia.
Good morning, Fezile.
Oh, hi, yeah, hi. Time zones, levels. I forgot. Yeah. So, firstly, since you did say it's morning, how's the weather that side?
It's very warm. It's the desert, so it's dry, warm. It's very, very warm. I don't think you can stand the heat. We have a good summer, I must say.
Oh, all right.
You can't, yeah. It's too hot, yeah.
Okay, now what is Mrs. Curve Globe and what does it stand to represent exactly?
Okay, it's actually Mrs. Cave. It's not Curve.
Okay, Cave.
We're mistaken to Curves. Yeah, so it's Cave. Mrs. Cave Globe actually celebrates women that wear size 12 to 18, women that wants to compete in a Mrs. Pageant, but they have a different body size. So it's part of inclusion. So that's what Mrs. Cave is all about. We celebrate culture, we celebrate leadership, we celebrate women who are doing amazing work in their communities. It's a wing. It's a fundraising wing for the WIN Foundation, which is Women in Need, that supports women that are affected by gender-based violence and in form of abuse.
All right. Now, how has it been for you to represent South Africa, you know, being the reigning queen from 2023?
Wow. Okay. I don't know where to start, but I can say it has been amazing because it has grown so much of my work that I'm doing in terms of growth, and also to be able to reach women not only in Mpumalanga or South Africa, outside the borders of South Africa, and also internationally, because this is where I influence women to play their part within their communities, to, you know, to empower other women, families, children, or the work they do in their communities, the comments that I get from women in the competition from different countries is like huge. And I only thought that I'm only making an impact in Mpumalanga, in my small province, but surprisingly it's all over the world. So yeah, it has been amazing. And the nice thing about this is that this is not the end. I'm still part of Mrs. Glow for life, and I'll still be doing the work that I'm doing, you know, being part of the program, because Mrs. Glow is actually a program. So what they do is they actually appoint ambassadors that will become the spokeswomen for the WIN Foundation in terms of the work that is done globally. So I'm also a spokesperson for the WIN Foundation globally, and you know, to speak on behalf of women in terms of issues that affect women.
Now, we know, with you saying that you'll forever have a role, I want to know, what will be your role in this year's competition happening in the United States of America? What is your role currently as you're there?
My role is to be part of the jury where I'll be judging the pageant. I'm already started, because with us, we start judging from day one. So we're judging from day one, prelims and the finals, and then I'll be crowning the new Mrs. Cave Globe 24. In other words, I'll be touching her crown, because in our system, we don't put down our crown. Each and every queen is given a new crown. So I'll be keeping the crown that I own. So I'll be crowning another queen that will be an ambassador for 2024 to continue with the work while we are supporting her.
And I love that you spoke about empowering women. So what are some of the initiatives that you have introduced in the country following your recent success in the competition?
It's actually the Glow Up, Make a Difference outreach, gender-based violence outreach, and also the women economic empowerment exhibitions that, you know, we bring information to women in rural areas, the marginalized communities. We do a lot of events in urban cities, and we charge. So for me, I want these women to have access for free, where they can get empowerment in terms of financial literacy, in terms of how they can grow their business, how they can get funding. Magelutengisa umbila, someone that is selling from the street vendor, how can they package their how can I put it? their perishables much better to retail it instead of it being hit by the sun. How can we empower them to say, all of you can't be selling tomatoes? You know, you need to be creative. One of you sell onions, package it this way. So this is what I want to bring into our communities. Let these women have proper markets, you know, where we can go to instead of them selling along the street where they end up being hit by cars and it's not safe for them. So these are the things that I have brought. And last week before I left the country, we had an event in Nkomazi with Emasisukumeni Women's Crisis Center, where we had a formal event and we brought in all the stakeholders of Mpumalanga government, where they presented, you know, the work that they do within communities and how people can access that. We had exhibitions at Tongamo, where we had agencies of government and all the stakeholders that were there that presented to the public, the women, the youth, how they can get funding, how can they grow their business. So this is what I have brought in, and it's not a once-off program. We'll be having it annually. August month, we are also visiting Thuthuzela centers to see, because what we are doing as well, we are donating sanitary towels. You know, we call it a dignity essential pack, you know, that we take in, because when women or men go into those centers for help, there's no toiletries. So we need to restore their dignity. When they get there, they have something to bath. So that's what we are doing. Yeah, so that's what I have brought in beside the CSI project that I do in school. So we have brought in this new one, which is Glow Up and Do a Difference.
You know, I'm actually listening to everything that you're mentioning, and I'm like, wow. I mean, with all of that, and you still manage to look amazing, because most of us, once we're busy, just drawing your brow is a lot. So it's kudos to you for, you know, still managing to glow up, as you said, with everything that you were doing here in the country before leaving.
Yeah, I think you plan, you put everything into place because, I mean, appearance matters. I think when it comes to appearance, self-love, once you start loving yourself, you care about your appearance and how you appear, you know. Self-love, that's what I've taught myself over the years, and Mrs. Lope teaches that as well. Self-love, we have this classes that are called Reclaiming Me classes that are open to women all over the world, that teaches you to love yourself, you know, and also to build healthy boundaries around you, to be able to stand for yourself. Even if you're coming from an abusive relationship, you need to build yourself. You know, it teaches you that as a woman, you need to have something that you can hold into in terms of finance, having a skill, having a small business. So this is the growth that Mrs. Globe has brought to me, and it's something that I want to bring to other women in the country, in Mpumalanga, and all over the world. So self-love, love yourself. You wake up, you know, 4 a.m., 2 a.m., and draw an eyebrow, I promise you. A brow, yeah.
No, the ladies heard. Nvilemus, ladies, we really need to do better, because we need to learn to make time for ourselves outside of everything. Now, thank you very much for availing yourself. You did tell me, Gutsi, hey, you're doing your hair, you're busy getting glammed up, and all the best in representing us, because this is not just about you. You are representing the province of the Rising Sun and the country as well.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Fezile, for having me. And I also want to say thank you, Mpumalanga, for the amazing support you have given me so far, and our provincial government, business sectors, and family and friends. Thank you so much. See you when I come back.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day that side.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That was our very own Lucia Simelane Ochen, all in the way in California, where she is at the ranch, because great things also happen. So if you're not inspired, it's a black child, it is possible. If one of our own is out there representing us, it's time for you to get up and make sure that you're the next one to go out and represent us, because Mpumalanga, Azish, it's Wizkid with Ginger, Graz FM. If you want to make a ginger, give me two kokoro. My coach, I be your love. Anywhere I go, I come up with my bumma love. Oh, they do like bolo. If you want to make a ginger, give me the kokoro.